Renewal. 2017. It's here. It's upon us. Today is the first, right? So what will it be? It is up to you. 2017 starts today. What will you make it? I'm going to read from Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, which can be found on page 1821. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to be put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, renewal is something that we hear a lot of in church. The idea, the concept. Generally, we hear these words and these concepts more associated, rightfully so, with Easter. We see the Redeemer, the great Redeemer. We see the rejuvenation of life through grace, through Christ. We see our forgiveness of sins. We have a life anew through the resurrection of Christ. As I said, this is an obvious act of renewal through the church, and this is something celebrated not only at the time in the celebration of Easter, but in spring. As we look outside, we see the renewal of the grass and the trees, you know, coming forth, and the flowers blooming, and the, you understand. But this time also has been very formative in my life as far as a time of renewal. You know, for obvious reasons, 365 days around, you know, the year, and we get a new year, and we've been around the sun, and we've experienced seasons, and we've had those changes, and now it's time to start over again, to press reset. I've also had the personal enjoyment of renewal this time of year, as far as maybe the beginning between first and second semesters, you know, a little break, a little pause in the action, and to kind of start over, and to maybe right some of the wrongs from the previous year. It's given me some hope. If we just celebrated love, peace, and hope, it's kind of nice ammunition to start that new year, to reset, right? Now, as we just read from Ephesians, there's a couple things, and I took from different excerpts of that verse, but true renewal and truth of the mind. To me, that said more than just a ritual celebration of a holiday or a marking of a new calendar. If you're really going to renew something, it starts within. It starts with the understanding of the self and of your mind and who you are and what it is that you need to pursue to restart or to make strides towards. And with that renewed spirit is when I believe we can let God work in our hearts. So it's a duality. We have to open ourselves up to that reflection of who we are so we know what we are here to pursue. But this really isn't anything new, this idea of reset or redoing or renewing. It's a prefix, re, start over. In fact, it was and still is my contention that renewal is intrinsically necessary to humans and is so evoked in religious practices. Sounds nice, doesn't it? I get a B+ on that statement. That was my senior thesis in college. I felt, and I still feel, that the renewal and the growth and the regeneration of life, both inside and outside, is necessary to humans, to life, from a cellular level. That it has to go through a rebirthing process, a death process. And you see these statements and you see these actions in different religious excerpts. What I did in college is I looked at Easter, our celebration of a spring festival of renewal, Passover, the Jewish holiday of liberation, Holi, the Hindu celebration of color, of triumph of good over evil. In each one of these, what I was able to see and find in Easter, the redemption of our sins through the life and death and the resurrection of Christ. You have to go through these down hard times to then understand how you can relive and what glorious love you can feel when you relived and you have the Redeemer on your side. Through Passover, the liberation of slaves. Moses instilled in these individuals that God loved them and they can love themselves. Something they didn't believe because all they knew is that they were slaves. Once they had that liberation, once they had that faith, once they felt God inside of them, there was a renewal. Through Holi, as I suggested, good over evil. This is a beautiful celebration in the Hindu festival and Hindu culture, where the night before, the first night of Holi to several nights, they burn everything. It's kind of like spring cleaning. They have bonfires and very controlled. It's not just fires, arson everywhere, but it's controlled burning. And then the next day, it's a celebration of colors, out with the old and in with the new. Now, that's different religious festivals that celebrate this idea of renewal. And now we also have our calendar has just changed over. Now, 2016 shouldn't be forgotten. There's many good things and many bad things that have happened, right? You know, Cubs winning, good or bad, the election, good or bad, depending upon your perspective. Those things happened this year. We've also had some breaks. We've also had some chipped tooths. We've also had some sprains. And we've also had some birthdays. We've had some marriages. We've had some births. We've had some wonderful experiences in 2016. And you know what? We're going to have those same things in 2017. We're going to have triumphs. We're going to be very proud. We're going to be sad. We can't control that. We can't control the days and the calendars flipping. That will happen. We can't control the weather.